This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two very important cattle bills last week. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two high-priority bills for the Iowa Cattlemen's Association into law last Thursday. The event marked a great victory for today's cattle producers as well as future generations. Iowa Cattlemen's Association CEO Brian Whaley said the first of the two bills, the Meat Integrity Bill, protects against the misbranding of non-meat products.
A bill that would help, I'd make sure that meat is identified as meat. And if it's not, then that is labeled the way that it should be. So there isn't any confusion, and which is why it's called the Meat Integrity Bill. And so really, it's a truth in labeling bill. It's about transparency, making sure that consumers know exactly what they're getting, and that if a product is beef, pork, or chicken, that it's going to come from an animal.
The second bill, HF 2649, reinstates the livestock capital gains deduction, which will prevent a new tax on producers. Whaley said this bill will collectively save producers over $18 million by the year 2030.
Really focuses on preventing the net capital gain on the sale of livestock from being considered individual income for tax purposes. So if you look at it, you want to know an impact that we can probably, and you could look some different models and numbers as you want to make some projections, but this has the potential to save producers more than $18 million by the year 2030. On the cost of what that could be tax implications.
For more information, visit iacattleman.org. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.